Petr Hlaváček is a man with a passion for shoes. The dean of Zlín's Batya University knows the technology of shoemaking inside out. He has reconstructed shoes worn by Ötzi the Iceman 5,000 years ago and is working on the latest technologies for shoes intended to help diabetic patients, among many other projects. So when Czech experts studied the contents of the St. Maurus reliquary, said to contain the remains of John the Baptist, among them a small piece of a leather sandal which may have been his, it was only natural that they should turn to the country's leading shoe expert for help. I spoke to Petr Hlaváček to find out just what he had managed to ascertain.
The leather fragment was from Prague sent to Otrokovice, the Research Institute for Conservation. And my friends expected that I will be able to confirm that the shoes belongs to John the Baptist or St. Maurus and so on. And it was only the very small fragments of footwear. And it looks very, very interesting. And I was strong inspired to do with this material what is possible.
And what is possible?
And of course, I must start to study the all information about John the Baptist. And very, very, very important for me was the in Latin language written book. It was written by monks, so-called Bolenists, and Acta Sanctorum. And in Acta Sanctorum, there is about 50 pages. Only about John the Baptist, and there is described how, of course, shortly describe his life, and maybe 90% is perfect describing all the relics.
Right. Well, but from reading about all the information there is to know about John the Baptist, how could you possibly tell whether the bit of leather from an old sandal belonged to him or not?
You know, it was very, very interesting because the period or time of Jesus Christ, there practically don't exist shoes or footwear from this time. There exists only one sandal which was found on Masada. The other one, or three pieces of sandals or footwear in Qumran Hall, and there is practically all. And it was very, very interesting to study it. And what is clear from my point of view, the fragment of leather was vegetable tanned, which was typical in this time.
What was typical, if you could explain it in a way we would understand?
The vegetable, there exist different technologies for tanning of leather. And just now is used mostly the chrome tanning, which is chemical, very complicated technology. And most of leather was vegetable tanned. It means there was the special tanning chemistries, which was a very high concentration in different trees, and there was not possible to say which trees was used for it, but it was clearly vegetable tanned, and the properties of materials of leather, which is tanned by vegetables, is a little bit different like today's modern materials.
Mm-hmm. So that you could actually say that it was from a given period?
Yes. It's very, very complicated to describe it, but that only the result, scientific result, was it could be sandals from John Baptist, or it could be, it is with high probability sandals from time of Jesus Christ.
Right, that's quite amazing, really. You have seen some very interesting footwear in your life. I believe you reconstructed a shoe worn by Ötzi the Iceman, is that correct?
Yes.
And you are now inspecting shoes worn by soldiers of the Terracotta Army as well. Can you tell us about some of the most interesting shoes that you have ever come across in your life?
Yes, it is. There was a lot of shoes that I don't know. We have, for example, there exists a lot of cooperation with a lot of universities. One of very interesting projects was cooperation with Humboldt University in Berlin, and we have made replicas or pilgrims footwear, and we have tried to walk in these shoes from Berlin to Wilsnack, which is approximately 120 kilometers. It was wonderful projects, other very...
And
very,
how, may I ask, and how did it feel? What was it like? I mean, were you able to...
It was very nice, because normally the pilgrims are walking, it was tradition, from 25 to 35 kilometers per day. And when we have walked in the open terrain, it was wonderful. But the big problem for us was walk across the center of town, which was historically covered by stones. But the normal walking on the nature soft terrain in these shoes, it was something very, very comfortable and very nice. There was no problem.
And other projects?
The other project, for example, that there was now our capacity is fully concentrated on Terracotta Army, of course. We have found there very interesting things, but I repeat, we will present it maybe these years in autumn. And the other projects, for example, the children's footwear, which was found in Tyrol castle, and in Germany, in Kempten, there was found maybe 20 pairs of shoes or footwear from Gothic period, very, very nice, protected. We have participated in the special exhibition Rudolf II and his time, because in the Prague castle was found approximately 30 pieces of footwear from Rudolf II period. We have made, for example, a replica of oldest shoes which exist. It is 10,000 years old. It was found in Oregon Grand Cave in the U.S.
That is really quite amazing. Would you say that the quality of shoes that people wore in the past was better than nowadays?
You know, the footwear, generally, it is the product which is called social status. It means the people prefer to wear footwear with these strong signals, and they are not, special women are not looking on comfort. And it is a very big problem just now. The second problem is that now comes to new knowledge about footwear and the healthy problem. For example, the big problem is special footwear for diabetics. And the other problem is the footwear for children, because the production of children's footwear in Europe decreasing, and more increase the import from China and Far Asia countries, and they have not the European standards. They are able to modify the shape of footwear, respecting the different fashion tendency. It starts to be very dangerous.
Clearly, today, shoes are a big part of your life. You're a big expert on shoes. Do you think about shoes a lot? Do you look at what people wear around you?
Yes. It is my deformation. That the first my look is on footwear when I met somebody. Now it is very complicated, because about 60% of footwear which is made in 1 year is made in China, in one country. And approximately 80% of whole footwear is worn in other countries like was made. And footwear is the most globalized segment in the world markets. And it is really big complication just now.
Do you have sleepless nights thinking about shoes?
Sometimes, yes.
And what kind do you prefer yourself?
You know, just now I am in a relatively high position in faculty, and I must represent faculty. I must wear the black leather footwear. At home, I prefer the most comfort. In summer, for example, I like to wear sandals.
When you look at shoes from the old days and see quality shoes, for instance, such as you tried and found them really comfortable, do you envy people for having had shoes that probably took several days to make instead of being machine-made, for instance?
We, our faculty, have a participation in different projects in Europe, which the projects are special focused on the developing new kind of footwear and so on. And I think that in short, the future comes the new wave, and it will be more accented comfort and mass customized footwear. We are able to do it. We have a knowledge, but the shoes which is made in this way is 3-4 times expensive, like the serial made shoes. And the other complication, these shoes is not possible to visit the shoe shops and bought it. You must go to special, let's say, office, and your feet must be measured using scanners, and you can choose the materials, color, shape, and so on, and you must wait minimum 1 month. And the customers are not happy that usually if you need the new pair of shoes, you are going to shoe shops, and you expect that you will able to choose one.
Have you got a pair of shoes like that?
No. Now I haven't time for it.
The Dean of Zlín's Baťa University, Petr Hlaváček, talking about shoes, past, present and future in this week's Panorama.